Listening Library presents She Persisted, Kamala Harris by Rocky Mirchandani and Chelsea Clinton. Inspired by She Persisted by Chelsea Clinton and Alexander Boyger. Read for you by Purna Jagannathan, with a letter written and read by Chelsea Clinton. For my parents, Jyoti, Dina, and Prakash, for their relentless pursuit of the American dream. And for Councilwoman Emily Jabbour and Mayor Ravi Bhalla for serving the people of Hoboken, New Jersey with their whole hearts.
Dear reader, as Sally Ride and Marion Wright Edelman both powerfully said, you can't be what you can't see. When Sally Ride said that, she meant that it was hard to dream of being an astronaut like she was, or a doctor, or an athlete, or anything at all, if you didn't see someone like you who had already lived that dream. She especially was talking about seeing women in jobs that historically were held by men. I wrote the first She Persisted and the books that came after it because I wanted young girls and children of all genders to see women who worked hard to live their dreams. And I wanted all of us to see examples of persistence in the face of different challenges to help inspire us in our own lives. I'm so thrilled now to partner with the Sisterhood of Writers to bring longer, more in-depth versions of these stories of women's persistence and achievement to readers. I hope you enjoy these chapter books as much as I do and find them inspiring and empowering. And remember, if anyone ever tells you no, if anyone ever says your voice isn't important or your dreams are too big, remember these women. They persisted and so should you. Warmly, Chelsea Clinton.
Chapter 1, Truth to Power. Before the iconic pearls and pantsuits and before groundbreaking runs for office that would change American history and politics, Kamala Devi Harris was a little girl in California sitting in a stroller while her parents protested in support of civil rights and freedom. Kamala learned from a very early age the importance of using your voice to spark change. She saw firsthand the power people have when they come together in support of something they believe in. Kamala Harris was born October 20th, 1964, in Oakland, California, to Shamala Gopalan Harris and Donald Harris. It was the same year that the Civil Rights Act was passed. The Civil Rights Act is a law that aims to make sure people cannot be discriminated against because of their race, color, religion, sex, or national origin, including in the workplace. Kamala's mother, Shamala, was an Indian immigrant who moved to California for graduate school. She was a brilliant student, and she was accepted to the University of California, Berkeley, to study nutrition and endocrinology. She would later become a very respected breast cancer researcher. Endocrinology is a study of the endocrine system. The endocrine system controls the hormones in your body, which help make your body work properly. Kamala's father, Donald, was also a brilliant student. Born in Jamaica in 1938, he immigrated to America to attend UC Berkeley too. He studied economics and later taught that subject at Stanford University. Shamala and Donald met during a time in American history when many people were protesting against war and racial injustice. Both Donald and Shamala cared deeply about these causes and the way Black Americans were being treated, and they spent their time learning, reading, and talking to other people who felt similarly to them, and organizing against things they thought were unfair and unjust. The two met and bonded over their shared values and vision for what America and their community could be. And after they got married and had children, they made sure their daughters, Kamala and her younger sister, Maya, were a part of that fight too. Like her parents, Kamala knew what was fair and unfair. And when things felt wrong to her, she spoke up and did something about it. In kindergarten, when a bully flung her friend Stacy's clay art project to the floor, little Kamala stood up for her friend. The bully was so mad, he hit Kamala on the head. She still has a scar over one eye from that day. But Kamala knew that being an upstander, not a...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?